nothing seems to be working.
Yeah.
So far, my favorite number to call is 6666. But
yeah,
I don't know whose ID that was, but I want to copy that CD.
Little kid, don't try this at home.
Well, little kids are always welcome in the OpenBSD tent, but
yeah.
But that's my Belgian voice talking here. So
you have brought with you some special kind of something.
Well, why don't you just try and open the bottle and just have a taste of this specific
this
beer?
Specific beer. I don't have an opener. Do you have?
Well, I don't have an opener. Well, somebody can help the man out.
Alarm everyone here in the camp. I need an opener.
Look at those alcoholics. All of them bringing their own bottle opener. You guys have a serious problem.
Wow, that was fast. I already have some kind of Switzerland knife. I hope I can get around it.
Okay, so that's the bottle opening, gentlemen. And right now, the presentator of this program is going to take a sip of the beer.
Golden Drink Dragon. Oh, that's Belgian. I cannot read it. You have to read it, please.
Okay, so basically, it's a Belgian beer called Golden Drak, which is brewed in a village not close from where I live. But it's one of those typical Belgian beers. It's pretty strong in the after drink, but you have to drink about 3 bottles to fully appreciate the effects of the 10 degrees of alcohol in it.
10?
Well, 10 and a half. I don't want to brag about it.
Wow.
So if you want to try the beer, come to the OpenBSD booth and we'll serve you a beer which brings hair to your chest.
So it can be found at the
OpenBSD
tent village.
Exactly.
However, so people, if you want to bring us other strange things of drinks here, then just come to the radio tent and we will discuss about every strange kind of drink we will have on this planet, especially Club Mate, our favorite. We did a lot of shows with it. I think no one can hear this stuff. We talked about this too much. Wim, thank you very, very much for joining us here and have a very nice time here.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8 minutes past 10 o'clock and our next guest here is very special. From New York, Mr. Emmanuel Goldstein.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
I'm not that special. I'm just an average person that happens to be here now.
Yeah, but we are very glad that you are here.
Yeah.
Well, I think most people here know what 2600 is in the USA, in New York. And what are you doing? But maybe you can tell us about what 2600 basically is.
Well, for those who don't know, 2600 is a hacker magazine. It's been coming out since 1984. I think the same year that CCC was founded, or maybe a year after, I'm not sure. But a long, long time ago, we've been coming out with a magazine almost every month or two since then. And we continue to do this now. We've gotten much, much bigger than when we started. And we just put out the summer 2003 issue, which actually is going to be on sale here. If anybody is interested in that, I don't know where, but somewhere, wherever they're selling things, they're going to be selling that issue. It hasn't yet reached the public very, very much. Basically, a bunch of us are here from the States just to hang out at the camp and see a lot of people, see things for the first time, the way things are done here near Berlin. It's a great time.
Yeah, I hope so. But in the moment, we still have the day number zero. Tomorrow is the first day.
The day number zero outdoes day number three for most conferences I've seen. I mean, just the organization here is amazing. People building things. The phone people in particular have done an amazing job just building up a phone switch And you know, great, huh? we were comparing the level of service we got from the phone people here at the camp to say Verizon or AT&T. It's just there's no comparison. You want three-way calling? Fine, it's turned on. There you go. You know, you need an extension over here? No problem. We just plug it in. You know, in the States, Verizon, AT&T would take weeks, months, and they probably wouldn't do it right.
Well, it's the same in Germany. Here, the Deutsche Telekom. Oh, you don't want to see their services. It's incredible.
But they're the wrong people to be running the phone company. They shouldn't be doing it. People here should be doing it.
It's incredible. Why do the wrong people running the telecommunication backbones?
It's the same thing with governments. The wrong people are always running those too.
But why?
I don't know. It's just bad luck, I guess. But we can change it, you know? We can get together and put our minds together and have fun doing it at the same time.
Yeah, 2600, you... Well, maybe we should talk about your latest project over there in the U.S., in New York.
Our latest project actually is the Freedom Downtime DVD. Freedom Downtime is a film we put out about Kevin Mitnick and the whole Free Kevin movement. Came out a couple of years ago, and right now we're working on the DVD, and we're making translations into German and all kinds of other languages. Yeah, and a lot of different languages, Esperanto and Klingon.
You're making jokes.
No, I'm not making jokes, actually. We're going to be the first DVD ever to fill all the caption tracks, which I think is 32 possible.
Wow.
As well as all kinds of other things. So that's our latest project. We hope to have that out by the end of the year. We're also trying to work on another conference for next year in New York.
I saw the movie last year at the Chaos Communication Congress in Berlin.
Uh-huh. And you might see it here. I have a videotape with me, so if they want to show it, all they have to do is contact me and I'll give them the videotape.
Well, there is something the guys from the Chaos Computer Club in Berlin are asking every time, Jan. Mm-hmm. Last time you were there in Berlin, you gave out a signed copy of the movie to the guys from Berlin.
Yes, I signed my name.
Yeah, yeah.
Onto the videotape.
And it's the Chaos Computer Club.
Yes.
In Berlin.
Yes, the Chaos Computer Club.
The Chaos. And they don't know where it's the mistest. They don't know where it's...
Well, you know, it's chaotic. If they want me to do it again, I'll sign another one.
Yes!
Okay.
Exactly.
I can do that. I can do that.
That's what they were asking.
I can be convinced, I think. It won't be a big deal.
So, with how many people from 2600 are you here?
I don't know. We have a handful from New York right now. And there might be more people showing up. We've been talking about it. We have a radio show on WBAI in New York. In fact, it's going to be on later tonight, very late tonight, 1 o'clock in the morning here in Germany, 7 o'clock at night in New York. And we've been talking about this conference for months, trying to get people to show up. So hopefully a lot of people will be here from the States.
I hope also.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about this place, this radio station, how people can listen on the Internet. How can people listen on the Internet to this place?
There is a street. If you're lucky, the stream is working also. It's just click on www.subether.de and click through. Somewhere the links to the streams are linked.
Okay, subether.de.
Subether.de.
Is there a link on ccc.de/camp? Is there a link there anywhere? No? Okay.
Don't know.
All right, we'll just remember subether.de then.
Yeah, just have a look.
No problem. Expect a lot more listeners after 2 a.m.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah, maybe at this time you can come in here and use our studio.
I'd love to. It's a great studio. I don't know how you did it, but you set up this radio station here, which is better than our radio station back in New York.
Not really.
Oh, no. You should see it. We're not a commercial. We don't have any money. So.
Well, this glory goes to the guys from the Astra studio. Mm. The same guys who did the telephone system here.
No wonder.
Yes.
That explains it then.
Really?
Wow.
And
we want those guys in the States, okay, to help build things.
Yeah, maybe you can catch them and if they don't run away fast enough.
Yes, we'll see. But we are going to have more people here later on tonight and throughout the weekend. And people from New York, people from the States.
Do you have a kind of activities here in the... in your area here on the campsite?
Activities? Well, I think we were going to play volleyball later. Other than that, you know, maybe swimming. But no, not really. We're by the cypherpunk tent.
Ah, yeah.
And we're just sort of hanging out and attending things. But you never know. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
Are we being jammed? I heard strange noise in my headphone.
I heard it too, but I have no idea what it is.
Ah.
So, if you would see how all these things are being set up, You wonder, well, my question is, how is the radio working?
Yeah.
Since I'm doing this, I have absolutely less and less idea about how a radio works than I had before.
Nobody has any idea how anything works.
I guess.
That's the secret.
I guess. Yes, thank you here for joining us here at the radio tent. And
all right, I'll be around all weekend. Maybe I'll pop in. Maybe I'll do a show.
Yeah, maybe. Yes, it would be great.
All right. Well, I'm here.
Yeah, you can do your own radio show.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you can take some phone calls. Can we do that?
Yeah, of course. We have a call in.
Is there a call in here?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, right now, if someone wants to call us right now and wants to talk to Mr. Goldstein, then just call the 5555 from the internal telephone network. Or, of course, you can also use the normal telephone network for GSM phones or whatever you have. Then dial the 033438-642246.
And don't, if you're overseas, dial 01149 if you're in the United States for the country code of Germany.
9949?
49 is the country code for Germany.
Yes, exactly.
And 011 is in the United States how you make an international call, because not many people know how to do that over there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't dial 6666, dial 5555.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Big, big.
Yeah. Any calls?
Not yet.
Not
if we get
call.
some calls, this light over your head would be start blinking.
The big white light?
No, the big... I'm colorblind and don't know what color it is, but this big one here.
Oh, okay. All
yeah,
right.
You see?
Well, maybe people with GSM phones, they can just dial... What's the number for them to dial?
It's 033438-6422.
Oh, it's
six.
Flashing. Look at that.
We
look
have
that.
A call.
Flashing. Oh.
And, well, normally we are not doing this, but this time we are getting him directly on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Good evening. Yeah, ich bin's Marco.
Yeah.
Vom Camp. Und ich will's kurz halten, weil...
You should talk in English.
Yeah, I can't understand what you're saying.
Hi. Good evening, Mr.
American.
Goldstein.
How
nice
you doing?
To have you here. And, sorry, I have to keep it short. GSM rights with roaming is so expensive.
Aren't
I
they
don't
terrible?
Have a phone. Sorry.
Yeah.
Bye.
That was it? All right. Well, I'm glad you called. It was
strange
nice to hear
call.
Your voice. But no, he's right. GSM rates are very expensive. Whenever I make a phone call, I have to call the United States, even if I'm just calling somebody here.
Yeah, yeah. I know that problem.
Yeah.
Last time we were doing radio at the Hell 2001, I had a quite high phone bill because I didn't have internal phones there.
Ah.
Everything with our own mobile phones.
Well, I had a good service where incoming calls were free because of a billing error that with the phone company in the United States. International incoming was free, so I was able to do an entire 1 hour show on my GSM phone and not pay a penny.
Wow.
Legally too.
Wow.
It doesn't work anymore.
Communication is getting cheap here in Germany. We have quite strange things. In some circumstances, local calls are more expensive than calls to the United States.
Same thing in the States. Same thing. Local calls can be more expensive than calls to California from New York. But
it's crazy.
It's starting to get to the point where you pay, say, $50, 50 US dollars, and you get unlimited calls to the United States and maybe Canada.
Maybe we should exchange the telephone providers.
Yeah, yeah. And it's gotten cheap to call, to call Germany from the United States, maybe 8 cents a minute now.
Here it's 2 cents a minute.
To call
To call overseas, yeah.
To call to the States?
Yes, from Germany.
How? How do you do that?
There are some ways of doing that.
Oh, well, you have to tell me.
Legally.
Afterwards. Yeah, I want to know how to do this because I don't want to spend...
But not from cell phones, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we have any more calls, so I'm going to get on my way and walk around and say hi to more people.
Yes.
But I'll be back. I'll be around.
I hope so. I hope so. And we are looking forward to your own radio show.
Yes.
And come on to the radio crew meeting. It's tomorrow, 10 a.m.
10 a.m.?
10 a.m.
All right, I'll try.
Yeah, yeah. Really, really early in the morning.
Where, here? It's at the radio station?
Yes, nearby here, somewhere on the area. Nearby, you will find us.
And if you want to listen to the other radio station at 1 a.m., it's www.2600.com/off-the-hook.
And you will transmit live from your...
I'll be walking around the field, talking to whoever gets in my way, and it should be a lot of fun.
With your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. So, thank you for joining us here
on the
show. And, we are looking forward to the next things that are taking place here in the radio. No one is telling me who is the next guest. I'm already always completely surprised when someone's entering the tent here. It's very chaotic here. Well, if I press this button, some music will appear and I have no idea what it is.
Of days gone by.
It's 10 o'clock and 25 minutes here on the Chaos Communication Camp in Paulshof, Alt-Landsberg, near Berlin, Germany, Europe, world. Well, we have our next guests here. Every music we have some new interviews. It's quite amazing here. It's very, very fast this time on the radio show. Well, you are from the GIMP project. Simon, what is the GIMP project? I think most people know, but some may not.
Well, the GIMP is best explained by its name. It's the GNU Image Manipulation Program, and it's kind of fun to work with images and stuff like this. We also have Mark here. So Mark is responsible for the GIMP Pearl project, part of the GIMP project, and yeah.
So GIMP, I think it's the most famous image manipulation program in the free software world.
Yes.
If I can say so. Free software, you are holding up your yearly GIMP developments conference.
No, it's not yearly, unfortunately, but it's actually the second one after the last one was in the year 2000. So we hope to gather a lot of people active in the GIMP development, and I hope it will be as successful as the last one.
So you're really developing it here on the camp? I mean, here's stress, here's rumble.
Not yet. Well, it's not stress yet. So no, the main point is that we want to talk to each other live and in person. So, well, there definitely will be some hacking on the GIMP itself, but the main focus is in the communication between the developers.
How many people are involved in this project?
Well, it depends on many factors, like the season of the year. It's changing very often and very drastically. There are maybe two people who are constantly hacking on the GIMP for many years now, and there's many other people who are coming, hacking something for a few months and then leaving the project again for a year or so. So it's very, very difficult to say how many people are working on it, but I guess it's about 5 or 8 people right now actually working.
No, I'd say there are some more.
Okay.
Well, if you count core development only, this might be right, but there are also people writing documentation, documentation, caring about the web page and stuff like this. So this always happens, and there are some more people, but it's really hard to count.
It's a very freestyle of development. People come and go and are welcomed, and there's no real core team that decides what is done.
Well, kind of.
I think many people of the world outside of the hack culture, if I may call it so, are still wondering how is it possible that people are writing software in their free time without getting paid, without the organization of a real company, without all this kind of thing. And well, not even so much people. They are very affected. Why is this possible?
Well, actually, that's the easiest question. It's hobby. Nothing more like that.
So the basic difference...
So, of course, there's a difference in the different projects. So in some projects, there's some commercial background. People want to have certain things. But I think especially the GIMP is mainly a product from people that do that because it's fun.
Yeah, but you don't have so much time as if you would do it in the office every time from, I don't know, 9 to 6 o'clock?
Well, there is a reason that the latest latest stable GIMP release is like 3 years old. So.
But on the other hand, the motivation to work on your free time on something that you really want to finish is much higher, and you're much more productive than if you have to do some work for somebody, for a paying customer, for example. There are also many developers who are students, or many people who just want to have something finished, maybe a small thing, but they know how to do it. And there's a lot of work done by many people, and many people only do very, very, very limited work, but very important work.
So maybe we should go back to the GIMP itself. What are the latest developments in the project? What will the future bring up?
Well, we are actively working towards the next stable release. There has been a lot of work in the user interface. People were complaining about the cluttered user interface, like dozens of windows everywhere. So this has kind of been unified by using dockable dialogues. Mark?
Well, and internally, there was a problem with the old code base because we want to implement very interesting things that, however, require a rewrite of the GIMP core engine. And this rewrite has mostly been done. And so the apart from the many small improvements in the user interface, the GIMP was almost rewritten from the ground up to enable us to implement new things like CMYK or XYZ color spaces, which are very important for the prepress area, very soon.
More or less, hopefully.
Okay, so I think the last question I asked to everyone, where are you on the campsite? How can people get involved?
It's pretty easy. If you look at the big tent, the Hack Center, and walk towards the lake, you will stumble across a bigger tent with a Wilbur flag on it. So just join us. The next days will be pretty intense discussions. Probably you're welcome to join in and, well, hopefully get new volunteers.
I hope so too. Do you have any special events, any dates where to come? Any appointments?
Not sure yet. No, I don't think
no
so.
No program yet?
No.
But of course, always time for get a nice talk to you,
yes,
I guess.
We also plan to have machines where people can try out GIMP and maybe give us a few hints on usability, who knows.
Okay, so thank you very much for joining here also in our Chaotic Radio Show here on Tap Ether. Have fun in the next four days. And enjoy your time here very much.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And a quick announcement here. The hero of the day, or at least of the afternoon, is Michael F. Merkens, a guy who is doing electricity, an Electromeister. He opened the car for the young lady that was here in tears, crying, because she had the keys inside the car. He opened it for her. Wow, thank you very much.
How does it make you feel? How does it make you feel? do feel.
Well, Radio Sub-Ether here.
Quit smoking.
And we are transmitting still live from the Chaos Communication Camp here in Berlin. So guys, if you want to call us, call the telephone number 5555 from the internal telecommunication network here, and well, tell us what you have to tell. What are your plans here on the campsite, and what will you do the next time?
My heart is filled with gladness. Oh, look. The orchestra's getting ready. Dance with me, George. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Chaos Radio here on the Chaos Communication Camp on 88.3 FM. And we have another call-in right from the fire launch. Yeah, you want to make a party announcement?
Hi. This is Kark from the fire launch. Here are sitting some people and we are all total bored. So we decided we make a party for people who are also total bored. We have nothing to drink, nothing to eat, so bring your own drinks and eating and come here and have some fun.
An emergency party?
Yes.
Where exactly are you? Where can you be found?
In the fire lounge.
Yeah, but just where is it?
Under the parachute, in front of the fire lounge. The big open place. You will see it.
Okay. Yeah, people, if you are bored tonight, well, I hope not. In case of, just then go to the fire lounge and what will you do? Just party? Music?
I think
sub-user
drinking,
radio?
Talking.
Drinking.
Talking.
Radio hearing.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe. Yes. So nothing special, just.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much for your call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's 11 o'clock, nearly 11 o'clock, and yeah, the new hour begins with a phone call from Jan. Hello, Jan.
Hello, Ingo.
Hi. You want to send some greetings to your hometown in Bonn?
Yes, I would just like to greet my brother in Bonn. He's very ill and sitting there and listen Radio Sub Isa over the internet.
I hope everyone does here.
Yes, I wish you, Mike, the very best for your health and please come here when you can, but it's nice festival there, and please come.
Okay. That's all. Thank you very much, Jan, for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.